Word, I don't get it. I just don't get it. Like, you know, I try to defend them, and then they make me look stupid. I don't get it. I don't get what Raw itself is trying to do. You know, I hope SmackDown is better. This will be your Raw recap. I know I said I was going to do a show till Saturday, but I was like, hell, why not just pump out content while I'm not busy? Because, you know, I'm just not busy, so I'm going to just pump out some content right now. More content, the better. Screw it. You know, I'm going to talk about Raw. I'm kind of annoyed, and the thing is, I didn't even watch Raw to not know what happened. I read the results as I was going along, because I was actually busy last night, so I was just like looking at live results on my phone. I would look at some recaps on YouTube and highlights, stuff like that there, and it was a very missable Raw. Wasn't, you know, I'm kind of glad I didn't, you know, take the time, my time out of a busy schedule to watch Raw last night, because it was very missable. First of all, let me say this. I was thinking in my head, you know, first of all, after WrestleMania, I was like, okay, what are they going to do? Are they going to try to do fans again? They're going to do smaller venues, but try to pack in some the smaller venue fans or stuff like that. Because I knew they had to get out of the, you know, St. Petersburg baseball stadium. Because I know baseball season is about to start. They had to get out of there. Just like that, they had to get out the Orlando Stadium because the basketball season has started. But apparently they found a small little venue or a nicer venue. I seen pictures of the new and improved Thunderdome. I like it, you know, ever since they started the Thunderdome, I've been a fan of it. So you can improve that thing as much as you want, you know. But it is what it is. I will say, I'm gonna say this. I was in a little argument yesterday on my Facebook page. I'm in this wrestling group. I'm in a bunch of wrestling groups. So I forgot which one it was. But pretty much the guy, it was somebody saying, you know, they should get rid of house shows and just let fans in for Raw, SmackDown, and, you know, stuff. And I was just, and I put on there, I was like, well, that's stupid, because a person like me, I'd rather go to a house show than the daggone Raws or SmackDowns, whatever. And he was like, well, that's only you feeling that way. But I'm quite sure he'd probably feel a whole lot different after watching Raw last night. Because at least with house shows, you know, you're going to get some good matches. The wrestlers can ad-lib any way they want to, because it's a house show. And house shows are more fun to me. You ain't got to worry about the storyline and enough, and you just worry about good matches and wrestlers just ad-libbing, and, you know, they're pretty much themselves. It's better. When you get the Raw and SmackDown, the wrestlers got to be, you know, they got to go by the script. They sound like robots. I will say, reading the results and looking at the recaps and looking at highlights. Little Air Force going over. Yeah, looking at highlights and stuff. Yeah, I live near Air Force Base, folks. I'm in the DC area, but I live near like Andrews Air Force Base. So, you know, I ain't gonna say that's rare, but that's rare when I'm sitting out here. Yeah, Bobby Lashley, I will say, like, probably the best thing for me going on Raw right now. I'm not even going to get into, like, you know, first of all, I'm just not going to go Raw recap like how I did WrestleMania recap, because that would just be plain stupid. Let me just talk about some things that really happened. Like I said, but the Bobby Lashley stuff, they continue to push him the way they supposed to. He's supposed to be a badass monster, you know? That's what you're supposed to do for him. He don't need to do anything else. He beat the piss out of Matt Riddle. I seen last night. I seen the clips. I seen the highlights. I seen people talking about it. You know, I read the results. I was like, damn, he just, you know, I don't know what this means for Riddle, because Riddle, like, he must have done something in the back too. Like I said, I'm not a Riddle fan, but kind of can see like the writing on the wall for certain stars, or especially when Vince ain't failing them. Cause and I guess you can sense Vince is not really failing a Matt Riddle right now. Like, he got his teeth knocked out his mouth at WrestleMania, lost the title. Then he turns around and he get the piss beat out of him on Raw by the champion Bobby Lashley, which, by the way, you're supposed to have Bobby Lashley just beat the bricks off people. It makes sense, but did the hurt business must have did something to people. You know, I actually thought of that too. I didn't want to admit that. I said maybe the Hurt Business, you know, done something in the back, or they pissed somebody off. Because I'm guessing Retribution is aligned with Bobby Lashley now. I'm highly confused on what's going on. You would think when a champion like a guy like Bobby Lashley, like, think about it, like, through a lot of factions over the years, you know, and the Hurt Business ain't been together that long. Okay, I think they've been together for probably like almost a year. You know, they were building it. You would think, okay, Bobby Lashley's a champ. Okay, now here we go. They got the tag team titles. Okay, they really pretty much running Raw. Okay, they can run roughshod. But instead, it was like as soon as Bobby Lashley got the title, he turned on him. He said, fuck him. And now he's got a new faction. I didn't get that. I would have rather just to see the Hurt Business just run roughshod through everything through the entire summer. You know, it, like I said, it was... It was one of those groups where I looked at it, like, at first, when the Hurt Business first came out, I was like, I don't know. And then as it was going along, I was like, okay, I can get with this. And then once they all got titles, I said, okay, this is what I can get with. And then they just kind of, like, said, fuck it, in, like, 2 weeks. And I don't know. somebody help me out here. What the fuck is really going on Raw? Besides the fact that Bobby Lashley is proceeding to just beat the trash out of people, I don't understand anything else that's going on. You know, as a matter of fact, let me not even get into that. Let me get into this. So, Drew McIntyre has a rematch clause on top of a rematch clause. Now I'm confused. I'm more confused than ever. You would think that, okay, with the momentum that Braun, I'm guessing, was supposed to come off of WrestleMania. And I guess with the, you know, okay, the feud with Randy is done with The Fiend. You know, it's just, you know, you would think, okay, fresh opponents for Bobby Lashley. I would have preferred more of the Braun, just so, you know, in case if they're thinking of going the Brock Lesnar versus Bobby Lashley way at SummerSlam, you can have Bobby Lashley beat up some, you know, not beat up, but like, you know, have some strong opponents that he can go through until he gets to, you know, I'm assuming Brock. But that's not the case. We're getting Drew again. Like, I said this before, and I say this again. I was waiting for WrestleMania. Now, he didn't get the boos that I think he was going to get, but he didn't get the cheers that he was supposed to, that WWE probably thought he was supposed to get either. Drew was boring. I'm sorry. And people can be like, well, Bobby Lashley isn't the, you know, he doesn't define charisma. That's true, but they're using Bobby Lashley's strengths to hide weaknesses. All he has to do is beat the piss out of people. MVP can talk for him. And when Bobby Lashley talks, you listen, because he's pretty much going to say, I'm going to break your ass in half. He don't got to say a whole lot. Drew be cutting these long promos like he's a promo guy. The man is not a promo guy. What the fuck is this shit? And now this man is getting another title shot after Bobby Lashley done beat him already. And by the way, didn't he lose his title to Miz? I know people are like, well, that was Money in the Bank. Okay, didn't he just get his rematch? Okay, he lost. It's not like he lost the title and he's getting a rematch for a rematch clause. He just lost. So he should be like, you know, like back in the, I'm telling you, I swear, even back in the day, it just seemed like, it just seemed like contenders made sense. The contenders made sense. And the contenders don't make sense anymore. They don't. I hate to go, I hate to keep going back to it, but I can right now I can tell you like how the championships changed hands in what 97, 98, 99, 2000, 2001. It just it seemed like the opponents, contenders, the way they aligned them, it made sense. It was like, okay, if The Rock fought the Stone Cold, and let's say, okay, The Rock lost the title at WrestleMania, so you get a rematch at Backlash. Okay, The Rock lost at Backlash. He doesn't get another title shot for a little bit, but you got other guys that he can fuck, that Stone Cold can fight, like The Undertaker or Triple H, while you can, you know, debunk, not I want to say debunk Rock, but put Rock in a credible feud that's like, you know, a little bit under the title match. I guess he can feud with people with Triple H or The Undertaker, and they have a credible feud. You build The Rock up a little bit more through over time for a few months while Stone Cold and whoever is fighting for the title. Then, you know, okay, now Rock is back in that contender spot back within another 2-3 months. But you're not doing that, though. You're just like, okay, let's get Drew another title. Nobody want to see that at Russell. And then they're calling it WrestleMania Backlash. Just call it Backlash. That's what it is. And on top of that, Backlash for years, I think, has pretty much been known for like bad pay-per-view booking. You know, I think you can arguably say Backlash 2000 was probably the greatest Backlash ever. And the only reason why it was probably the greatest Backlash ever, because that match card should have been WrestleMania 2000. Like, they should have flipped everything else. Like, if they'd have put the match card from WrestleMania 2000 onto Backlash, and the Backlash card on WrestleMania, that was the WrestleMania card. That was the WrestleMania card. That's why that was the greatest Backlash ever. Because that was the WrestleMania card right there. But they're proving that this is about to suck too. I hate to see whose opponent, you know, okay. I was thinking in my head going into SmackDown, I said, okay, Roman Reigns beat Daniel Bryan and Edge decisively. He pinned both, because I was thinking going into the match, I said, okay, Daniel Bryan's got to be the guy to get pinned. He's going to eat the pin, because then we're going to get Edge and Roman Reigns at Backlash. But he pinned both. But now I'm starting to think, yeah, the way I was thinking is going to be what it is anyway. Edge is going to come out and say, instead of saying you didn't pin, he'd be like, well, the match was only supposed to be me and you anyway. And then he's going to, even though he pinned both, like, what's more dominant than that? You know, and by the way, he's like my favorite thing on SmackDown too. I don't care what anybody says. You know, you're pushing him the right way. He's dominant. He's a heel. But we're about to get a bunch of contenders that's about to get rematches, even though they decisively lost at WrestleMania. It's not adding up. And Bobby Lashley, I can look on Raw and I can be like, okay, well, he got a good. I guess he had, what, 3 opponents, at least 4 Backlash? Because, like I said, you know Bobby Lashley might keep the title until, and like if the rumors are true, if Brock is coming back and he might come back for SummerSlam, you know, that would be the ideal match. You know, that's your moneymaker. That's where you sell your tickets for SummerSlam at. I could see that. And I know, on the SmackDown side, I can see them slowly building Big E, but that's all I need them to do, because they can have that Roman and Big E fight at SummerSlam. But what do you do with Roman in the meantime? But you can feed them opponents, but let's stop with the same opponent stuff. Like, opponents, like the lined up opponents for your champions used to make sense back in the day. I don't get it. I just don't get it. I didn't get Raw last night. I'm glad I did not watch a lick of Raw last night, because none of this stuff made sense. None of this stuff made sense. Another point. I said for weeks, I said, okay, Charlotte has COVID. You can still throw her in the match. They did the same thing with Roman years ago when it was when they first did the brain split in 2016. And Roman was out. I guess it was like, I don't know if he did like a violation of the drug or something like that, but he was just out for a couple of weeks. But they still promoted the match as, okay, Seth Rollins, Dean Ambrose, they pretty much carried the entire feud. Roman was going to be back for the pay-per-view. They put him in the match anyway. Why they couldn't have did that with Charlotte? She was only gone for 2 weeks anyway. She could have came back the night before she came back and wrestled at WrestleMania. That match, you put the SmackDown Women's Champion match up against the Raw Women's Champion match on both WrestleMania nights. SmackDown won by landslide. They need, you know, Bianca Belair and Sasha didn't need a third wheel. They carried the, both of them carried that match like how it was supposed to be carried. It was the way it was supposed to go. The Oscar Rhea Ripley match, I'm telling you, when I watched the match, you could tell it was okay, but it seemed like that match sucked the life out of people. People were starting to boo at one point. I didn't get it. I never got it. Charlotte needed to be in that match. And like I said, for all the people that hate Charlotte being and everything, now you're starting to see why Vince goes back and calls for her. She's called upon, and now we're going to probably wind up getting, what, that triple threat match, because this is where it makes sense. Asuka is due for a rematch. Rhea Ripley is the champ. But Charlotte, she just kicked the piss out of both of them. Like, she's back. I'm telling you, usually Raw after SmackDown, I mean Raw after WrestleMania, my bad. It usually be, you know, stuff usually makes sense. This stuff didn't make sense. You just could have had Charlotte. Charlotte would have been, it was like I said, it was just like the Daniel Bryan effect at WrestleMania. People was like, why they added Daniel Bryan in? They only added Daniel Bryan in to keep pace. You could tell at some points in the match, Edge was kind of winded a little bit. You know, and I love the Roman stuff, but Roman is not considered your ring general guy. He's not, I don't even think he's that guy, you know, right now. Like, I don't think he would know what to do if, like, let's say, okay, Edge gets gassed in the match. Like, what is he going to do? Like, he could pander to the crowd, but that's, you know, I guess Vince was just like, on the safe side, let me just put Daniel Bryan in because he's the safeguard. We already know Daniel Bryan is going to keep, you know, reasonable pace in this match. And this is exactly what the fuck happened. And it turned out being what? Match of night two, because like I said, night one beat the entire crap out of night. Night one beat the crap out of night two. Night one felt like WrestleMania. Night two felt like, you know, it was like another episode of Raw with one WrestleMania match in it. What are you going to do with that? What are you going to do with this? I just didn't understand any of this stuff. And I hate to talk about this, but I think I have no choice, okay? I've defended this storyline. I tried my best. You know, I was like, yeah, you know, Randy's doing such a good job in this storyline. I'm glad. I know he's probably glad I'm out of that. What is the next step for Bray Wyatt? Because, I mean, what we're dealing with here is a situation where Vince is not going to let Alexa Bliss and what Bray Wyatt fight. So how is this feud going to carry on? This doesn't even make any damn sense. Like I said, I didn't want to talk about it, but I'm highly confused. We got two different playhouses on the show now. Oh my God. I tried, folks, with that, but it's just not working. And you know, I understand, you know, it seemed like, you know, hold that thought, folks. Hello? Recording.
Daddy, you got your phone?
Yeah, I do.
I want to watch Mickey or the Cowboys.
Hello.
be recording when I was with you.
I got it. I got the blue one.
Why you got the blue somewhere?
You using that, but I'm already recording now. Y'all might as well say hi. Y'all on recording. Both of y'all, say hi.
Hi.
God damn it. Get back in the room. You might as well say hi too. You laughing.
Hi.
All right, man. Bye. Yeah, both of y'all. Well, you wasn't on recording the first time, but you definitely on the recording now. Because I can't stop the recording until I got 10 minutes left. And then I got to record another one.
Sorry. All right.
Bye. No, sorry. Not do this. I do this live. I do it like it's live. I don't cut this stuff.
Well, you need to stop doing that.
No, that's okay. They get it.
They never want to listen.
Oh no, trust me. They gonna definitely listen. It's authentic.
All right. Goodbye.
Bye. Hold on, folks. So you said you want the phone. All right, hold on. Let me see something real quick because I gotta go over some notes real quick. Okay. 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 All right, here. Bye. All right, so I don't have any notes, folks. My son just came and, like, pretty much jacked me from my phone. You know, it's kind of why I was like, I don't try to record during certain times, but I was just like, I wasn't doing nothing but at the time, but I'll probably, if I don't cut and paste this, sorry, or if I don't edit this, that's what I meant to say, if I don't edit this stuff, then I'm sorry, because I can edit all that stuff out if I wanted to. I have nothing really left to say about this whole entire feud. They pretty much shitted on Bray Wyatt. Let me give credit where credit is due, because I see people they're shitting on the characters that's doing the storylines. Let me be very, very clear. What Alexa Bliss is doing and what Bray Wyatt is doing, they play these characters real well, but the storyline just doesn't make any fucking sense. I'm starting to think it's getting to the point now where, like, back in the old days, and it's not even just the attitude of our days, it seemed like characters usually will voice more of their opinions on if something was stupid or if something, and not even just back in the day. You know, recent years we heard stories of what Dean Ambrose telling Vince, this doesn't make sense, or, you know, CM Punk was very verbal on what the fuck he didn't really want to do. You know, like, I'm not saying he didn't want to do it, it was just like, it doesn't make sense. I can only do it if it makes sense. Storyline does not make sense. It's like upside down and inside out. Like I could go step by step with this storyline, but it would just be like, it'll be even more confusing. Like, what, the Fiend was burnt alive, and then he comes back. Alexa Bliss making Randy Orton spit out black blood. The Fiend comes back, not burnt no more, out of a Jack in the Box, but Alexa Bliss comes out the Jack in the Box, bleeding black blood. It's like, okay, hold on. Even, and as much as the people people used to shit on the Ministry of Darkness Undertaker, because they thought it was too much, you know, I would say theoreticals. You know, if that's what you want to call it, that's how they call it. Theatrics. Tell you right now, like, the shit made sense if you actually even look back at the story. Like, when you think of the storyline, you're like, okay, yeah, they probably did a little bit too much in 1999, but the storyline still made some form of sense. It was like a layer to the storyline. It was like, at least they knew where they were going to go at. But with this storyline, it's like, I don't know if they even know if they got an end game to this. And you usually, you know, I would be like, okay, it's got to be an end game to this. I don't see an end game to this. I can see, what, in another 2 months, because they're going to go along with this stuff. I can see in another 2 months, this storyline going to evaporate, and people will be like, well, what the fuck just happened to Alexa Bliss? And then she'll probably just come back, what, a month later, back to old Alexa Bliss. And the person, and you want to know what's the craziest thing, the fucked up part about this whole entire storyline? Or the fact that, you know, they put Alexa Bliss with Bray Wyatt, Now they about to have a they're gonna run into a roadblock with this whole entire storyline. And the one person that got screwed over by this whole entire storyline was not Randy Orton, not Bray Wyatt, and not Alexa Bliss. It was Alexa Bliss' old tag team partner. I forgot her name that quick, but we know who I'm talking about. Because she's not even on TV anymore. it doesn't make any sense. I'm gonna get her name before I'm done this show. But she's not on TV no more. I was definitely a big fan because she reminded me of like Daphne from WCW type stuff. You know, if the storyline would have probably made a little bit more sense if Bray Wyatt would have kind of took her, because she was already a character where her mind was already kind of dark and twisted, but, you know, kind of like a female Mankind type thing. But I don't know. It's just that she's the one that got screwed out of this whole storyline, only because they wanted to put Alexa Bliss with Bray Wyatt, and they gave her nothing. They gave that girl absolutely, positively nothing. And she was screwed from the start with this whole entire storyline. And now the storyline is about to be put into a situation where they're about to be at a no win situation. They want to hit a dead end, and when they hit that dead end, it's gonna be pretty much sad. The Viking Raiders are back. It's kind of happy to see it. Didn't really have nothing too much to say about it, but you know, I'm guessing they're about to try to revamp this tag team division. They're gonna need it because I guess this is just to add and you know. Just opponents for AJ and Omos to pretty much roll over, because they're going to have opponents for like probably like the next couple of months that they're going to probably roll over, because they're going to make Omos this dominant force until I guess they do this split. Because like I said, that's the only way that this team will lose those tag team titles. My friends, they will lose the tag team titles only via split. You know, Omos might get tired of AJ, you know, something like that, and he'll just walk out, or you know, it's just gonna be some type of split. But this they just gonna line up tag teams for, you know, them to, you know, for them to beat. You know, I think New Day will probably get their rematch clause at WrestleMania Backlash, but it's gonna probably be the same ending. You know, like I said before, I'm glad, you know, New Day was the team to be the first team to take the loss, because I knew they would have done the favors the right way for Omos. Like, they sold that ass kicking to a T. It was the way it was supposed to be. Like I said, but Viking Raiders, they're just gonna be another team. You know, they're gonna look like that powerhouse team that can match up with Omos, because they'll probably like do what the dude they tried to do. They're gonna probably beat the fucking dog shit out of AJ. But then once Omos get in that ring, that's a force to be reckoned with. He's gonna take you down. You know, and by all accounts, like I said, at this point, I think Omos is going to be an attraction until I guess he gets better in the ring, because he still got a lot to work on in my view. But but he'll get better. Like I said, he's young. He'll get better. He's young. Just got a lot to work on, and you know, the right person to be with right now. He's going to learn a whole lot from AJ Styles. So, but I can see a lot of SummerSlam type stuff coming out of everything that came out of WrestleMania. So, well, like I said, I just can't wait for SmackDown, because that's what I was really waiting on this week. I'm definitely going to watch NXT tonight. I'll probably do a show tomorrow. You know, we're just going to get a bunch of tag teams right now that's going to line up against Omos and AJ. And like I said, feed Omos right now. That's what we're going to get. Hopefully, you know what? Hopefully, in my opinion, though, with the world title stuff with Bobby Lashley, I hope they turn this stuff into like a fatal four-way or something. I really don't want to see another Bobby. Like, I'm liking the Bobby Lashley stuff. I think he will beat Drew McIntyre again, but I just rather see a fatal four-way now. going into Backlash, like, just do that. That's pretty much it. Nothing really major came out of, like, it ain't nobody really returned but Charlotte and the Viking Raiders. Nothing really major happened far as, like, you know, eye-popping goals. Seeing people was talking about the Broken Skull Sessions. Like I said before, I just felt like Chris Jericho did contradict himself a lot. Not a lot, but like just on one point where while I was looking at it and he was telling Steve Austin, he was like, I didn't really want to, you know, I'm not a second match opening guy. And I was like, well, I recalled, you know, besides the pre-match at Revolution, but didn't him and MJF open up a tag team match at Revolution? And he could probably argue that was probably some good storytelling on that too. I just think that it's a bunch of contradicting himself. I just think that he's turning into what he used to hate so much back in 1998. And that's the Hogan effect. Like, you're not going to always main event. That's just what it is. I understand at WrestleMania 33, that you and Kevin Owens probably had, like, what, arguably the best, probably probably one of the best storytellings that WrestleMania. I get it, but come on now. If you're absolutely Vince McMahon, think about it. Who's gonna go on more later in the card? Goldberg and Brock, or Kevin Owens and Chris Jericho? And we're talking 2017. And then it got to the point where people were defending Chris Jericho so much, they like, okay, you know, Chris Jericho was awesome. You know, KO was just a tag along. That's a little disrespectful, okay? like, you can't just say that either. You just got to go by business-wise, you know? And it's a WrestleMania card. It's a lot of cut. Like, you got to be lucky to even make the WrestleMania card. Did you have a great match at WrestleMania? Yes, you did. So, what are you complaining about? I think it's just I just think Chris Jericho should have just told the truth and was like, look, I just wanted to try something different. I wanted to go back to New Japan Pro Wrestling. I wanted to alter my character. I just think he wanted to change up his character a little bit to how he wanted to be, a little bit more aggressive and stuff. You know, I just think that's what he wanted to be. I think that excuse is his scapegoat. I just think he wanted to try something different, and I think that's fine to say too. I just don't think he should use the whole, you know, I don't want to be the opening match guy anymore, but then you're opening match for Revolution. You can't just say that, because then the whole excuse doesn't make any fucking sense. That's just me, and I'm just saying. A lot of contradicting. And then another thing he said on there, people probably didn't even catch. He said when he went to New Japan, he asked Kenny Omega, so you want to, how you feel about doing this in the match? He said, Kenny Omega said, oh, you just do it, man. You know, it's nothing like that here. Come on, man. We wanted to be a little bit more loose. Just say it. He should just come out and just say it. You know, he didn't want to ride the tight ship anymore. That's understandable. A lot of people say it. I just wish he wouldn't use the second match to the opening card, and then you turn around and you're still opening matches for Revolution right now. I don't want to hear that. And by the way, he was tooting his own horn anyway, you know, so, you know, I mean, I didn't, like I said, I liked the interview. It was just, okay. Like I said, not a lot of came out of Raw, though, folks. You would think a lot more would have came out of it, but it didn't. You know, so Hey, what are you going to do? Like I said before, if I was to rate Raw on what I've seen, I give that bitch, you know, like I said, I can't never give these shows a F only because the you know, the fact that the talent itself, they try hard. I can't never give it a F. You know, Charlotte came back. That was good. You know, it's nice to see the Viking Raiders do something. Matt Riddle got smashed. That was an A-plus for me. On top of that, they're pushing my Bobby Lashley like he's supposed to be. So I can't give this show an F. I could give it like a C-minus at best. But, yeah. It just seemed like WWE started their whole weekend on, like, the highest of highs. Like, you know, like I said, with night one, it was just... Night one had everything, even when, like I said, it had the rain delay. With a rain delay, I think they should start having more rain. They should just be at Raymond James Stadium from now on. And then just hope and just hope the best for, like, rain delays. Because it seemed like that rain delay just made that show go, like, just spike. And was like, okay, guess what? We're about to guess what we're about to do? We're about to had the best show ever, or not ever, but like one of the best show, like match cards on one night at least. It seemed like that rain delay, like, you know, sparked the fire under the talent's ass in the back. They was probably like, oh, the rain is probably trying to stop us from doing what we need to do. Let's not let this do this to us. Let's go out there and put on a fucking show. And I think they're not, and by all intents and purposes, that's what they did. And it just seemed like night two just came out there. The people came out there lazy, besides the main event. We should start having more rain delays. What are you doing? But like I said before, folks, like, share, subscribe. I'm gonna post this show up. I might just do a show tomorrow. Like I said, I'm gonna just start pumping out the content. I was gonna do the whole 1 day thing, but like I said before, I was like, why not? I just pump out all the content I can while I got the time. I will be, I don't know if I'll ever do that one, you know, night a week thing. Like I said, it's, like I said, I just wanted to get the Raw stuff out the way. I just didn't want to, you know, be a Debbie Downer on the show that if I did a packed show and then it's like a suck-ass Raw. On top of that, I was just like, I just wanted to pump out the content anyway. You know, like I said, you know, I'll probably do another show tomorrow about NXT tonight. I'm going to watch NXT. Hopefully that'll be a good show. Watch AEW this week. I'll probably give it. I'm going to definitely give AEW their own show. You know, tell you what I like, what I didn't like. And I'm going to watch SmackDown. You know, so we'll see. We'll definitely see how this week goes as far as the show goes. Like I said, I'm going to start pumping out content, though. It's not like I'm not doing YouTube videos like the people I follow where they got to record and edit and. I'm just recording this stuff, and I'm just trying to post it up on the thing so I can put out content. Because at the end of the day, I got to look at it like this. I have to gain more followers. The only way for me to gain more followers is to pump out content, more content. So, and like I said, on the mix of that, I'll probably have another show out too later on in the day. I'll do a Game of Life. I think about some stuff for the Game of Life, though. Like I said, Game of Life is just spur of the moment, though. But I'll try to pump that out today, too. If any breaking news come about NFL or NBA, for as injuries for NBA anyway, I'll pump that out, too, this week. That'll be a breaking news segment. Because, like I said, I got to be – at this point, I got to be all about the content, and more content. So until then, you can check me out on anchor.fm or – you can definitely download that app. So just download the app. It's easier for you. especially when you want to move, download that Anchor app, or you can download Spotify, because Spotify is a part of Anchor. You can still listen to me. Or if you got your Apple Podcasts on your iPhone or your iPad or anything that's Apple, I'm definitely on there too. Or you can definitely listen to me on Radio Public, Breaker, Overcast, Google Cast. Definitely listen to me on those platforms as well. Hopefully I can expand a little bit more in the future. But like I said before, the content has got to be putting out. I'm definitely going to push out more content. Like I said, check me out this week. I'm going to definitely do a show tomorrow about NXT. Next day, I'm going to do a show about AEW. And I'll do a show about SmackDown. In the middle of all that, that's not even including the breaking news that I might come across this week, if I get any, you know, about NFL, NBA. And that's not even including my game of life that I'm trying to do this week. Definitely between today and tomorrow, I will have that out for you. You know, just in the little advice show about stuff, life. You know, try to give out the best advice ever. So definitely going to pump that out. Got a little bit of things in my head about Game of Life, so I'll probably pump that out too. But until then, it's your boy LJ, and I'm out. Peace.